A well-known progressive activist is running for a New York State Assembly seat in Schenectady and Saratoga counties. Joe Seaman is a common sight at political protests. He's perhaps best known in the greater capital region as organizing outside of Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik's district office in Glens Falls. Earlier this week, Seaman announced his intention to run for New York's 112th Assembly District.
I'm running to be a voice for the average people, the people of Saratoga and Schenectady counties, for the 99%, not for the richest 1% for Wall Street, for big corporations.
Seaman, who lives in Ballston Spa, is running as a working families Democrat. He is seeking the seat currently held by Republican Mary Beth Walsh. Walsh of Ballston has represented the district since 2017. Seaman is running on a platform that includes pushing New York toward 100% renewable energy, automatic voter registration, addressing corruption, and health care.
We can save money by having public health insurance, like we have in Canada, where the per capita costs of health insurance are about half of what we have.
With the general election still 10 months away, Walsh says it's still too early to focus on who she will be running against in November.
I think opposition, though, as a general sense, is it's a positive thing. That's our system, and I agree with it. I have no problem having an opponent. I just really think that there's a lot of governing things that I need to do my job properly now.
Seaman says he is inviting Walsh to appear at all forums he plans to have with voters. But discussing his potential November opponent, Seaman said Walsh's voice in Albany is limited, as both houses of the state legislature are controlled by Democrats.
And Mary Beth Walsh, as long as she's stays with the Republican caucus, perhaps she might want to come over and join the Democratic caucus. She would have a voice, perhaps. But right now, she really doesn't have any kind of voice.
Walsh maintains that as a member of the minority conference, she has a role in providing a check on one-party rule with Democrat Andrew Cuomo in the governor's office.
Anything that comes to the floor is passing. So it's important that there at least be a vigorous debate and pointing out the bad ideas before they get passed. I think bail reform is a perfect example of something that was passed last year that was a mistake. I think that it swung too far.
In fact, on Thursday, the second day of the legislative session, new Assembly Minority Leader William Barkley told members of his conference that addressing the criminal justice reforms passed as part of the state budget last April was a top priority. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.